Be'ezras Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning his learning is dedicated Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph. Today's daf is completely Agadata. Very, very fascinating. We'll try to learn some important and interesting lessons from today's daf. We picked it up from the words Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar, seven lines from the bottom on Ayin Dalad Amud Beis. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Mi'Avad Baro. Good morning, Avi Chana Chenech, Reb Zalman, Reb Mordechai, Tzvika, and Dovzi. Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar. So we learned a little bit. We were learning about Zachanu Esadoga and the eating of the man. So the Gemara goes off on a side point to discuss a little bit about the man. Hamachilcha Mon Bamidbar. Laman Anosecha. I fed you the man in order to afflict you. What in the world does that mean? Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yassi Chana Mein Adom Mishayish L'Pas B'Sala Mishayin L'Pas B'Sala. One opinion says the fact that you never knew where your next meal was coming from, the man only fell down that day, enough food for that day. So you were always nervous, even while you were eating today's food, you're nervous, am I going to have food for tomorrow? So you didn't have Pas B'Sala, so you couldn't even really enjoy the man that you had, because you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Since the man, we know, tasted like a whole bunch of different things, but you couldn't actually see that thing. I don't know, the man tasted like a steak sandwich, but you were looking at a clear piece of, a clear piece of plastic or whatever, a clear piece of something. So you couldn't see the steak sandwich. So when you can't see it, you can't enjoy it. So that's the Laman Anosecha. Fascinating, right? If you can't see it, you can't enjoy it. Amar Rav Yosef, Mikan Remez Lesumin She'ochlen Ve'ein Sveyin. So this is a hint to the fact that blind people, when they eat, they can't fully enjoy the food because they can't see it. Amar Abaye, Hilchach Man De'islei Sudasa Lo Lichla Ela B'Yamama. If you have a choice to eat a big meal during the day or during the night, you should eat the big meal during the day because you could see it. Amar Rabbi Zera Ma'akra, Toiv Mari Einayim Mehaloch Nafesh. Being able to see something with your eyes is more important than actually feeling it in your body. That's the pasuk in Koheles. Tov Mari Einayim. Omer Shlokish, once we're on that pasuk, Tov Mari Einayim Beisha Yosem Yiguvah Shal Maise. Unbelievable Gemara. Reish Shlokish says it is more pleasurable for a person looking at a beautiful woman than actually committing an act with the beautiful woman. Shenemar Tov Mari Einayim Mehaloch Nafesh. The eyes play an important role in a person's pleasure, in the various pleasures that he has. So what does it mean, Tov Mari Einayim? The Tosefes Yom HaKippurim says that a person gets more hana out of his eyes rather than the act. So says the Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And the Tosfos Yeshanim explains that way as well, and the Torah Tumim explains that way as well. That because the with your eyes you can continuously get pleasure, but with the act it's like one and done. Once it's done, it's done. So according to this that Reish Lakish says Tov Marinaim, it doesn't mean that it's actually good for you. It means that it's more pleasurable, not that it's good for you. Now some explain it differently, that the Yetzer Hara. Likes it more when you sin with your eyes rather than the Aveira itself. In the Sefer Derech Pikudecha and the Sefer Menachem Meshiv Nafesh explain that. Well, why is that? Because a person, when he sins with his eyes, he says, what did I do? I didn't do any act. I just looked. So people say, just looking is not such a big Aveira, so you're going to keep on violating the Aveira. Keep on violating. So the Yetzer Hara likes it a lot more when you violate with your eyes because a person is Meira Heter. As opposed to if a person actually commits an act, so he feels terrible, and he feels low down, he does tshuva, and he's not going to do it again. But with the eyes, that's why the Yetzer Hara likes it more. That's what some of the Achronim explain. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, he writes, HaMistakel Barayos Malal Daitush Ein Bekach Klum. The Rambam says that people are more heter when they look at inappropriate things because he says, oh, did I commit an act? V'chiba alti or karavti etzla? And he doesn't realize that looking with your eyes is a terrible avera. To look at something you're not allowed to look at, that's a terrible error. Pasuk said, lo sasur achrei levavchem achrei nechem. V'nishmartim mikol davar ra. There's so many psukim about this. That because it causes arayas. However, the Gra in Adaras Elio has a third pshat. We know the Gemara says in Kiddushin, it's usser for a person to marry a woman until he looks at her. Usser l'adam l'kadish ad she'irena. This is where Rish Lakish says, Tov marinayim be'isha klomer, sha'anoyse isha tzorech she'irena, kodem. You have to, that you can't just go and run into the marriage. You got to first look at the woman. You have to make sure. Otherwise, it may end up in disaster. The marriage may. So three explanations in the Achronim. So once we are quoting a Gemara that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, the Gemara now quotes another pasuk that Rabbi Ami and another couple of psukim that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi dispute how to explain these next couple of psukim. Right, earlier we had quoted a machlokas Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi how to explain a pasuk. So now the Gemara is going to bring other psukim that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi had disagreed about. Right? Recently we had a different machlokas. Okay. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki yitin bakos eno, a guy who's always focused on his wine. Yishalech b'meisharim. So he walks along as if everything's fine. Meisharim. He walks on the wide open path. Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi. Chad amar. What does this pasuk mean? Kol anoisein eno bakoso. A guy who's always looking to drink. Arayos kulon dominus alav kemishar. All of Gili Arias is wide open for him. He thinks it's fine. He thinks it's like walking on the straight and narrow. Mishor. He walks on the straight plane. A guy who's looking after wine is always going to commit. He's going to be loose. He's going to be lack his moral principles, and he's going to be loose with Gili Arias. V'chadamar kolonosei nebukoso kol olam kulo domolov kemisha. Not only Arias, but Geneva, Gzela, everything is wide open. And a person who's drunk all the time, he doesn't have his faculties. The whole world is like a straight path. Another pasuk Rabbi Ami and Rashi disagree with, also coming from Mishlei, Daga b'lev ish yashchena, a person who has worry or has stress in his life, what should he do? Yashchena. What does yashchena mean? Rabbi Ami and Rashi, chena mar yisichena midaito. He should chop it off and destroy it. Just get rid of that. Don't you got to get rid of anything that's causing you stress? Destroy it. Get rid of it. V'chena mar yisichena lacherim. Go find a therapist and speak about it. Yisichena lachirim. The way to get rid of stress and anxiety is speak about it. Talk to people. Yasiach, right? Lasuach pasada, to speak about it. Here's the whole source for the whole psychotherapy industry. The pasuk says, daga b'levish, yisichena. If you're nervous, maybe find a good trusted friend to talk to you about it. If you talk to a mentor or a rav or a friend or somebody, maybe he'll have a good answer for you to tell you what to do about the stress. So, daga b'levish yisichena. Another pasuk of Amiyasa argue about, pasuk in Yishayo, v'nachash afar lachmo. The snake eats dirt. Really? That's all a snake eats? A snake eats a lot of things. Rav Ami Rabasi. Chad amar afilu ochel kol ma'adani olam, even if the snake, whatever he eats, toim b'hem tam afar. Everything for him tastes like dirt. No, he never gets satisfied until he eats dirt. Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Bo Reish Shlokim Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu means Batsav Adam. Let's see how great the Rabbono Shlomim is. Midas Batsav Adam, Maknit Eschaveiro, Yoridim Olachayev. Human beings, if somebody annoys you, if somebody does something wrong to you, so you hate him for the rest of your life. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inokin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Kila Lesanachash. So the Nachash sinned, and Hashem cursed the snake. But what was the curse? Oila legag mezonos of imo, yor lamata mezonos of imo. He has his mezonos everywhere in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the snake, but now the curse was actually a blessing that could get his food everywhere. Rav Simcha Bunami Pshischa has a famous Vard about this, right? You say that the what was the curse of the Nachash Afar Tochal? Yeah, he has his food everywhere. How is that a curse? So Rav Buna Mishchisa writes, it's like a father gets angry with his son. He says, here, take my credit card. I don't want to ever hear from you again. Go buy whatever you want. But there's no connection. There's no more relationship between the father and the son. Yeah, you think he gave him a big gift that he can get his food wherever he wants, but he doesn't need the Rabban Shalom anymore. That was the curse of the snake. That he cursed him that you can have your food anywhere. You don't need me for your food anymore. I have no connection with you. I have no relationship with you anymore. You're going to go off on your own. So it's the relationship between father and son, between the Rabban Shalom and us. The relationship is what it's all about. And the Nachash has no relationship. Kilel as Kenan, he cursed Kenan that he should be a slave. So he gets to eat with his master all the time. Like the Gemara says, Kana Eved is Kana Adon La'atzmo. Kilel as Aisha, he cursed the woman that she's going to have trouble in childbirth. And yet, what do we know about women? Akol Ratzan Acharel. Everybody is always looking at them. Everybody was always running after them. So he did a service for them. Kilel Es Ha'adama, he cursed the land that it produced. The Kotz V'Da'adar Tatzmiach Lach, nevertheless, HaKol Nizon Mimena. Everybody needs the land for sustenance. Now, earlier we talked about the man was an affliction. Now the Gemara is going to talk about other psukim connected to the man. When Klal Yisrael cried about the man, they said, Zacharnu, they all complained about the man. Can you imagine? They had food all the time to complain about it. Zacharnu was hadaga asher nocha b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the daga that we ate for free in Egypt. Ravu Shmuel Chadamar dogim. One opinion says that, yeah, it really means fish. Chadamar arayas. And one of them says that we remember the fish is a clean way of saying we remember the arayas. How is Daga a language of Arayas? So the Pasuk Rashi quotes, take a look at Rashi, Dibramaschil, Arayos. It's weird because Rashi's on the wrong side of the page. Not yet, though. Arayos. It's on the fourth line from the top on the right-hand side, last one on the line, Arayos. Dineslim of Midbar, V'daga lashen tashish kmo, V'yidgu larov, Hamalach ha'kol asim kora. V'yidgu larov, they should multiply. V'yidgu, dagim is a language of multiplying. So daga is a language of marital relations. So we remember the daga, we remember how we procreated. That's what it means. Says the Gemara. Mandam adagim dichsiv nochal. Nochal, what do you mean? You're talking about asher nochal, zachan is adaga asher nochal, we eat. Umandam arayas, dechsev chinam. And the one who says arayas, if it was fish, it cost something in Mitzrayim. Bavadai, the Egyptians wouldn't give them for free, but arayas is for free. Ulamandam arayas, hoksiv nochal. What does he do with the pasuk? Answer the Gemara. Lishna ma'ayanokat. The pasuk says a lashon naki, that it quoted arayas in the language of achila. Dechsev, a pasuk in Mishlei says about a woman who commits znus. Achla umachta pia, she eats and wipes her mouth. Va'amra lo pa'alti oven, and she says, "I didn't do anything wrong." Now, in the Torah, we also find the lashon of achila about arayas, right? Remember Yosef and Potiphar. It says that Potiphar let Yosef do anything he wanted in the house. Chutz min alechem asher hu ochel, and Chazal say, "What's alechem asher ochel?" His wife that he had relations with. Potiphar didn't give right. Look at Rashi over there. Now, so why did Gemara choose this pasuk in a Mishlei as opposed to the pasuk in Chumash? So, because that's talking about a maisa iser, like the dog of Arayas, as opposed to Potiphar's wife who was married to him beheter. So says Rabbi Yonasan Abshitz. Back in the Gemara, Ulaman de Amar dogim. If you tell me he was really talking about fish, my chinam. What does it mean? Free? They have a ma'isilu mehefkera. They used to bring fish from hefker. De Amar Mar. Gemara says in Maseches Sota, Kishar Yisrael Shavim Mayim. When the Jewish people would draw water in Egypt, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mazman lem besoch hamayim dogim ketanim bechadein. Hakadosh Baruch Hu miraculously had them have small fish with the water. Bishlam alamad amar dogim aval arayas lo pritzibuhu. If you tell me that what they remembered was dogim, however, in Egypt, they were not parats barayas. Haina dechsiv, that's why it says in Shir Hashirim about Klai Yisrael, Mitzrayim, gan na'ul achosi kala, that Klai Yisrael was praised for the tznius that they observed in Mitzrayim. El amanda amar arayos mai ma'ayan chosum, what is meant in that pasuk, gal na'ul ma'ayan chosum, that the Jewish people were closed up, that the women did not commit arayos in Mitzrayim, answered the Gemara, mehanach da'asirin lo pritzibu, they, from the arayos that were also to them in Mitzrayim, like the dinim of Bnei Noach, so that they were in parots, and that's what the pasuk says. However, they were crying about the arayos that were permitted to Bnei Noach, but then became forbidden at the time of Matan Torah. Bishlam alamadama arayos hanadichsiv vayishma Moshe sal bochel mishpachosav, that they were upset about arayos al iske mishpachosav, that shenesru lehem Alishka Vetzlam, Elamanda Amar Dogim, my Bochel Mishko Savans. The Gemara Hava Hava Havai. They were crying about both things, about the fish and about the arayas. Now, what else are they crying about? Zachanas Adaga, Esa Kishuim Vesa Vatichim. Avatich is what? Vesa Chatzir Vesa Bitzalim Vesa Shumim. The garlic, the onions, the zucchini, the watermelon. Rabbi Yami Virabasi, Charamar, Tam Kalamin and Tamun Baman. They tasted everything in the man. Tam chamesh min malolo tamabo. These are the only five things that they did not taste in the man. Chalamar tam kol minim tamutam umamashon. All the minim they tasted the taste and the mamashas. V'halalu tamin v'lo mamashon. They just tasted the taste of the watermelon, but not the texture of it. V'hu kizera gad lovan. Amar Rabbi Yasi ogol kigida. It's round like the coriander seed. Vilovan kemargolius, and it was white like a pearl. Tanur Rabbanan, Gad shadoim lezera pishtan begivolan. Why was the man called Gad? Because it was similar to a seed of flax in its shell, which is round. Achayim omrim, Gad shadoim lahagoda shamasheches liba shaladam kamayim. That the man was like Agada, that it's Moshech Esleva Adam, it brought you closer to Divrei Torah, like water. Like Agada brings up, like we're learning Agada today, so everybody likes Agada, it's Gishmak, it brings you closer to Torah. So Shem Moshech, so the man was that way also. When you ate the man, somehow you became more connected to Torah. It was Ruchni. Actually, some say it means that it was Moshech Leva Adam Lachila. Right, just like Agada is Moshechi to Torah, the man was Moshechi to want to eat, because you would taste all the tastes in it. Tani Yidich, we learned in a different brisa, Gad Shemagid Lam LiYisrael Iben Tisha LaRishon VeIben Shiva LaAchron. The man made you so smart that you're able to tell if you had a suffix about a baby, whether a baby was 9 months from the first husband, or 7 months from the second husband. If let's say a husband and wife had relations, and then the husband dies, and then she marries somebody else right away, and then she gets pregnant, and we don't know whether it's the 9 month and the first father is the father, or it's a 7 month baby and the second father is the father. So eating the man would help you discover and figure out whether or not the baby belonged to the first husband or the second husband. Now, What do you mean? Isn't there a halach you have to wait 3 months to marry another husband exactly because of this problem? So apparently, so the Achronim give a number of answers to this. Either this was before the decree of Havchana, right? It's a Gemara in Yevamos that you have to wait 3 months for exactly this problem. Because since they had the man to figure it out, they didn't need Havchana. So it says Tosis Yishanim. Now, the question is, this question has a lot of halachic ramifications. Let's say if you hit one of the fathers, are you chayiv misa? Is he really your father or not? There's a lot of halachas. So what about lo bashamayim hi? You're not allowed to use miraculous things to decide halacha. So So, right, even if a Navi would come and tell you which one was the father, or this guy was Mechal Shabbos, or this child is the son of this one, so you're not going to pass in halacha based on this. Al pishnayim eidim yakum davar. So some answer. So in the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim he answers, and the Chasam Sofer Tosefos Yom HaKippurim and the Chasam Sofer answer that really Moshe Rabbeinu knew the answer. Really Moshe Rabbeinu would not paskin based on this. He had other rayas to paskin. This was just so that the people shouldn't yell at Moshe and say that he was paskining wrong. This was like an extra thing. The mun would help the people understand the Shaila, so therefore they wouldn't protest. And the Maariv Chayes has another answer, beautiful answer. The Maariv Chayes says, you can't rely on miraculous means to paskin a shaila in halacha. Here, the miracle of the man was not paskining the shaila in halacha. It was just being mevare the mitzius of whether or not this child was the first father or the second father. It was just being mevare the mitzius. The halacha comes memela. You're not allowed to rely on loba shemaimi means to paskin halacha, but to paskin a fact, a fact in the mitzius, in the whether or not a factual issue about whether this child was here or there, that is not a problem of loba shemaimi. Beautiful answer to the Maariv Chayes. It's not a psak din, it's just being mevara the mitzius, the facts of the case, the circumstances. And that you're allowed to use a navi, and therefore you're allowed to use the mun as well. Now the Gemara is going to explain, how did the mun help you prove this? Listen to this, unbelievable. Lavan, Shemal ben Avonosem shel Yisrael. Because of the fact that the mun was called Lavan, it would cause Klai Yisrael to do tshuva, because since you didn't know tomorrow whether you're going to have the mun or not, you better make sure you were good today. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kishim, Shanavi, Yoyi, Magin, Lam, Yisrael, Mashu, Bechor, Mashu, Bestokin. Just like a Navi would tell a person about all the hidden mysteries of what was going on, Kach, Haman, Magin, Lam, Yisrael, Mashu, Bechor, Mashu, Bestokin. So too, the mun would tell Klai Yisrael this that was hidden from them. Kate said, "Shnayim shebol v'nei Moshe l'din." Two guys would come to a court case to Moshe. Ze Omer avdi ganavtev. Ze Omer atam achartuli. One guy said, "You stole my slave." The other says, "No, you sold it to me." Amar leMoshe laboker mishpat. Let's see in the morning. Lamachar, in the next morning, im nimtza Omero bebeis rabo rishon. If the mun of the guy was of the eved was found in the first master bedush, zeh ganvo. He stole it. In Nimsa Omer Beis Rabbo Sheni, if the mun fell in the second master's house, Biyadua Shazem Macharlo, he obviously sold him the slave. V'chein Ishvi Ishish Balth and Emosha L'din. A man and a woman come to a court case of an Emosha Ben. Is that Omer? He sarcha alai. The man says, she ran away from me, back to her father's house for no reason. I don't know her ksuva. V'hi Omer's, who sarcha alai? I don't want to be married to him because he doesn't want me as his husband anymore. And he wants to divorce me, and that's why I ran away. So he's got to pay me the ksuva. Amar la Moshe laboker mishpat. Let's see tomorrow morning. Lamacha, the next morning, where did her portion of mun fall? Im nimtza Omer b'beis bala. If her husband got a double portion in the husband's house, b'yadua she sarcha alav. She really belongs by him. She ran away. Nimtza Omer b'beis aviyah. If you found the extra portion of mun in her father's house, b'yadua she hu sarcha alav. He chucked her out. Ksiv, uvered is atal amachne laila. Yirin aman alav. The mun fell on top of the dew. Uksiv, viyatza ha'am v'laktu dvar yom biyomo. They have to go out. So the first one says, uvered is al amachne laila. Yirin aman alav. That the mun came in the machne. Ksiv, viyatza ha'am v'laktu. That the mun was outside the machne. Ksiv, shatu ha'am v'laktu. They go on a long journey to get the mun. Okay, it's sad. Tzadikim yored al pesach batayim. Tzadikim, it happened right away, right in front of their houses. Beinonim yatsu v'laktu, outside the machane. Rishayim shatu v'laktu, they had to go to a very far away place to get it. Ksiv, lechem. Ksiv, lechem. Uksiv ugos, they had to bake it. Uksiv v'tachnu, they had to even grind it. Okay, it's tzadikim lechem. For tzadikim, it was already fully baked. Beinonim ugos. It came like in a dough. You had to bake it. Rishayim tachnu b'rechaim. You had to grind it up from flour. Odacha b'amducham. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Yitema Rabbi Cham. Rabbi Chanina. Malamin sheyorlim liyisrael imamun. Tachshite nashim. Together with the man, fell down perfume. Davar shenidoch b'amducha. Something that had to be ground. It with a grinder, perfume. Ubishlu baparur. They had to cook it in a pot. Rabbi Cham, let me share. Let me tell you, Mamon. Tzike kedera, spices. Vehemivi, I thought it tasted like anything, but apparently it could use some spicing also. Vehemivi, you love onedav baboker baboker. My baboker baboker. I'm Rabbi Shulban Chaim Rabbi Yonasan. Mi davar shiard lehem baboker baboker. Malamit shiard lehem lisal avadim tovus margolios imamon. Ah. So with the Mishkan, right, they donated the Mishkan precious gems. Where'd they get them from? Baboker, baboker. They fell with the man every morning. V'anesiyim eviyos avnei ha-shoam. Tana. Nesiyim mamish. Clouds. V'chein omen nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem ayin. Nesiyim means clouds. The clouds brought with them the avnei ha-shoam. Rabbi Avo, ma shadze, shadayim, just like the breast of a woman, tinok toimba, kama ta'amim, the child is always interested in nursing. They kept on finding new tastes in the man, many different tastes. Ikadamre, lishad mamish, ma shade, ma shade zemzal the kama gavon, just like a demon can be many different, appearances, changes its appearance. Af Haman, Mesapik Kavatama. Yom Moshe, Besis Hashem Lechem Be'er, Basar Lechov, Lechem Aboker Lespoa. Tadav Hashem Dev Shem Ben Karcha. Basar Sheshalu Shelo Kahogan. Asking for meat, that was not appropriate, because that's a delicacy. They had plenty of sheep. Nitan Lechem Shelo Kahogan. So therefore it was brought at night, a time that you couldn't really have time to prepare it. Lechem she'achlo kohogen, but bread was appropriate for them to ask. Nitan lem kohogen, it was given in the morning, they had time to prepare it. Mikan limda Torah derecher shlo yichal lem basar ela balayla. Torah teaches me here, basar ba'er of basar lechol, a person should only have meat at night. So the Achronim, the Amar Shai asks, what do you mean? You just told me it's Shelo Kahogan. So why did we say the Basar was giving them Shelo Kahogan? So the Amar Shai says that what the Gemara means, he explains differently in the Rashi. It means Shelo Kahogan means it was given it, that they just ate it, but they weren't satiated. But the bread was even to be satiated. Basar be'erev lechol v'lechem baboker lizboa. So why should he eat meat only at night? It's a different thing. It's not connected to what happened earlier. Ask the Gemara of Amar Abai Haiman de Isle Sudasa lo lechle ela biyamama. Aye, we said you should eat it during the day, we said before. Answer the Gemara, ke'en yamama karminun. It means when it's as if it's day, meaning that you have a lot of fire, you have a lot of light that you can see. They were eating every minute of the day. Used to be people were eating all the time. Moshe established one meal by day and one meal in the evening. I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, the main meat meal of the day is during the day. In America, the main meat meal is at night. They got it right. I don't know. We got it right. Good question. I don't know. Habasar odenu bein shineyem. The meat was in the middle of mamish in their mouths, and they all died. Uksiv, but then it also says before that, Ad chodesh yamim. You're going to eat for a month. Hakeitzen. Beinonim la'alter mesu. The Beinonim died right away. Rishayim, Mitzdarin, Vaholchan, Chodesh Yom, they were in pain for a month and then they died. Vayishtuchu lahem shatoch, they spread out in piles. Amr Shlakish, Atuk Vayishtuchu Ella, Vayishchetu, Malamichin, Schaiv Zemish Sishal Shchita. They were Chayv Misa, Shatoach, Tanam Mishmeh, the Rabbi Yishub and Karcha, Atuk Shatoach, Ella, Shachot, Malamichin, Yerlahem Lisol, Im Haman, Dover Shaton Shchita, that you had animals came down with the man. Amr Rebbe. From here you learn that the slav was required shchita. Hello, Kfar Nemar, by Yam Terleim Keofar Sha'er Umachol Yamim Of Kanaf. So you see the slav is called birds. V'tanya Rebbe Omer. V'zavachta Kasher Tzivi Sicha. Melamed Shinitzdava Moshe Al Haveshet V'Al Hakane. Al rov echad ba'of, v'al rov shnayim b'behema. So we know that birds require shechita. And so the elamat ha'maloma shatoach, melamet shiur lehed mashtichen mashtichen. The slav was like in large mats, like it was spread out all over the land, like a large mat, a large tarp. Ksiv lechem, uksiv shemen, uksiv dvash, amr Rabbi Yisrael b'chinina. Lana'orim, the taste was like lechem. Lazakenim, who like oil, shemen. Latinokos, babies, dvash. It tasted everybody what they needed. Ksiv, slav, with a sin. It's written slav with a shin. The karinon, we read it as slav with a samach. Amar Rabbi Chanina, tzadikim ochlan osam b'shalva. Tzadikim had peace from the slav. Rishayim ochlan osam v'dom alhem. Kisilvan like thorns. Arba mine slav hain. There are four types of slav. Elhain. Sichle, kivle, pisione, uslav. Malya de kulu, the best one is sichle. Gria de kulu is slav, the worst is slav. Vavi kitsi porta, it's the size of a bird. Umosfinan le betanura. They'd place it in the oven. The tafach, and it would expand because it had so much fat in it. V'havim moli tanuri would fill up the whole oven. U'maskinu le'atlei sarife. Then they would place it on 13 loaves of bread. Achrona inan echelas el ayide tarovas. It was so thick from fat, even the last thing of bread, you had to eat other stuff with it. The Gemara now tells that there were other Amoraim who had slav that came down for them. Rav Yehud mishtachle beidane. He had birds that would come fly down among his wine barrels from the heavens. Rav Chista Mishtachle Beit Tzive, he found it among his firewood. Rav Maisle Arise Kol Yome, his sharecropper would bring him slav that he would find in the fields. Yom Achad Lo Aise, one day he didn't bring in any slav from the fields. Amar Maihai, why did it stop? Salak L'Igra, he went up to the roof. Shame L'Yanuka, he heard a child saying to Amar the following pasuk in Chavakuk, Shamati vatirgaz bitni. I heard a terrible thing and my stomach was affected. Amar, so Rava said, Shma mina noch nafshe de Rav Chista. It must be that my Rebbe Rav Chista died. Ubadil Rabba achel Talmida. And it was because of the merit of my Rebbe that me, his Talmud, was getting this great food. And my Rebbe died. So no longer am I going to get the great sustenance, the great food. Ksiv atal shechvas hatol. Pasuk says that the upper layer of dew went up off of the tal, off of the mud. Uksiv uveredes hatal, the mud fell on the dew. So was the dew on top of the mud or was the dew below the mud? Am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, tal milmala v'tal milmata, there was dew on top. And do on the bottom, doime kemoshe munach b'kufsa. It was beautifully wrapped, a beautiful present. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave the man was a beautiful present, wrapped with dew on top and wrapped with dew on the bottom, like precious gifts that are wrapped. Dak mechuspas, amarish lakish, davar shenimoach al pisa sayad. Very nice, beautiful. That's why we cover the challahs. Thank you. Shkoyach. That's why the many of the minhag to even cover the challahs at challah shudas where there's no wine, because challah shudas, the three meals, is zeicher l'man. Very good. Shkoyach, great ma'ar makam there. Dak mechus pas, am Reish Lakish davar shenimach apisas yad. It would melt by rubbing it in your hands. Mach upas, right? Michus pas, mach upas. You would rub it, you had to rub off the dew. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Davar shenivla b'masayim v'arboim u'shmona ivarim. It was, you didn't have to go to the bathroom when you had the mun. It was naturally absorbed in your 248 limbs. It wouldn't go out of the body. There was no waste. Michus pas is gematria 248. Ask go on michus pas tuvahavi. What do you mean? It's six over. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, without the vav. Michus pas ksiv, without the vav, it's 248. Tana Rabbanan, lechem abirim, it was a strong bread, ochal ish. What's lechem abirim? Lechem shamalach yashar was ochon also. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, the strong ones, the malachim would eat them on. Ukshenemer dvarim lefnei Rabbi Yishmol, amalem, tzuuvar amalol la'akiva. Akiva ta'isa, it's a mistake. Did the malachim eat anything? Moshe Rabbeinu was like a malach, 40 days. Elamani mikayim abirim lechem shenivla b'masam v'arbar mishmona evarim. Abirim is it gets swallowed up in the evarim. You didn't have to excrete it. Elamani mikayim v'yosei tilcha alazeinecha. So why did they need a shovel to go outside the machane to go to the bathroom? Now, well, they bought some other stuff on the side, and for that they had to excrete it. There was waste. Even the other stuff that they bought, the man would cause that to digest. After Klai Yisrael sinned, then the man no longer, when they complained about it, then they had to excrete it. I wanted the month, you know, you shouldn't have to go to the bathroom. Now you complained, so now you got to walk three parses backwards. The whole camp of Klaiso was three parses. When they went to the bathroom, they wouldn't go to the bathroom in front or the side, because they didn't want to go to the bathroom where they were going to be walking. Ela la'acho rehem. They went backwards to excrete. Last line. Actually, we'll stop here. Okay, Rabosai, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. I'm going to be away for Shabbos. But I should be able to give the shiur on Motzei Shabbos. I don't know exactly what time, so the timing may be a little bit off. But we'll try to do it right after Shabbos. I should be able to do it pretty soon, right after Shabbos. Have a great day, great Shabbos, everybody.